This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Yeah. What is happening, my people? This is your boy, Sam. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. It's January 22nd, 2015, which means it's time to break down Game 42 of the Toronto Raptors 2014-2015 NBA season. They were taking on the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, formerly the Vancouver Grizzlies, formerly tied for my favorite team. When both of these teams came out, I couldn't really pick one. The Raptors had a slight edge, but I did move to Vancouver shortly after the Grizzlies were made a team, and the first NBA game I ever saw, as longtime listeners will know, was the Vancouver Grizzlies beating Shaq and Kobe in Vancouver. Went there with my boy Colin back in the day. Good old C-Note. So yeah, a little soft spot for the Grizzlies, but they're in Memphis now. They're not Vancouver. I don't have a soft spot for Memphis. Never been there. Snow by Elvis Presley. Give him props. I guess Justin Timberlake. Give him some props too. Can't believe I'm giving Justin Timberlake props on my Raptors Abroad podcast, but he deserves it. Man's got skills. Alright, speaking of skills, the Memphis Grizzlies have added a weapon. Man, they got Jeff Green from the Celtics, who were basically fire sailing it up this season and giving away all their top guys and planning for the future. And Jeff Green is no slouch. He's a good baller, and the Grizzlies were already a pretty solid squad, so nice pickup for them. Alright, so the Raptors, as you'll remember from last game, hopefully, if you're listening to this podcast, I assume you followed last game. The Raptors basically won that last game because they did a great job on the offensive glass, and that was about the only thing they did a great job on. They got outshot percentage-wise and beat in most categories, but they were able to come up with the offensive boards and second chance points they needed to win that one by three. So continuing from that game, let's jump into the about 47 seconds into the first quarter. Jonas Valanciunas, who, by the way, you're going to be hearing a ton about from me in this ballgame. Jonas Valanciunas, 47 seconds in, offensive rebound, and put back for the Raptors' first points. 2.5 minutes later, 8:55 mark, Grevis Vasquez picking the Spaniard Marc Gasol's pocket, and then running the floor and lobbing it to Jonas Valanciunas ahead of the pack for the alley-oop layup. The Lithuanian with the quick feet. 8:11 mark, Tony Allen, defensive rebound. He tries to break up court, but he loses the dribble in his own end. Grevis Vasquez hits the deck, snatches that ball up, and Jonas Valanciunas, spotting an opportunity, runs to the rim, and Grevis, from his back, able to feed JV for the open dunk. And that made it the score: Memphis Grizzlies 6, Jonas Valanciunas 6. The big man doing work the first 4 minutes, and he did not stop. You'll be hearing all about him. So unfortunately, though, aside from Jonas, those are the only Raptor points for the first 8 minutes and 21 seconds until the 3:39 mark, when Kyle Lowry gets fouled, goes to the line, got 2 free throws. But wait, Lowry misses the first, misses the second. So let me just pause for a second. That's 4 straight missed free throws from Lowry, going back to the very end of the last game, where he had a chance to make it a 2-possession game with 6 seconds left, and he missed 2 free throws, giving the Bucks a chance to tie it, which they did not. But you would think that since then, he would be going hard from the free throw line. So he steps up, misses his first 2, and then, to add injury to insult, I know it's usually the other way around, but in this case, on the second missed free throw, Patrick Patterson was actually able to get in, snatch the rebound. They work it around to Amir Johnson, who missed a short little baby hook that he normally makes. There's a scramble for that rebound, and in that scramble, Kyle Lowry, diving for the ball, jams his right hand super hard into Courtney Lee's shoe, whose shoe was firmly planted on the ground. Lowry, sliding along, takes one look at his now slightly mangled hand, pops up and just sprints right to the dressing room, and I gasped. I thought, oh boy, that does not look good. There's a lot of stuff in the hand that can go wrong. But it turns out, we find out a couple of minutes later that apparently he popped his finger out. So I guess dislocated his finger. The broadcasters just had popped it out. He popped his finger out and then they just popped it back in and he had it taped up. So I'm not sure if that's actually what they meant, but wow. If that's the case, and then literally 2.5 minutes of game clock later, Lowry is taped up and back on the bench. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Like, I've played plenty of basketball where I've jammed my finger and that's ended my day pretty much. You jam it real bad. Can't really ball properly anymore. So props to Lowry. If he dislocated his finger and then comes right back out there, that's leading by example. That's hard. That's some grit. I mean, that's what he's known for, so living up to his rep, but impressive. All right, so back to the ball game. 3:07 mark, Amir Johnson with an excellent sequence here. He blocks Zach Randolph, who is a ton of trouble. He blocks Zebo in the paint. Then he sprints up floor, beats everyone down court, beats 9 guys down court in transition. And Sweet Lou recognizes that, floats up the alley-oop, and Amir goes up and throws it down. Raptors down 4, 12-8. And that little alley-oop toss seemed to ignite Sweet Lou. And by the way, for us shorter guys, and I'm 5'8", so I didn't do a lot of dunking in my day, unless it was off a springboard. Throwing an alley-oop to someone is a super energizing feeling, and it seems like Sweet Lou got fired up off of that. So after throwing the alley-oop to Amir, at the 150 mark, Sweet Lou with a right-wing three-ball. And then 32 seconds after that, the 108 mark, Lou Williams. When you know how what happens, when you make a shot, you get guys biting on your pump fakes, and that's what happened to Jeff Green. Lou Williams, this time from the left wing, with the pump fake. Green goes up, fouls him, shooting a three. Lou goes to the line. And that, by the way, was with 1.5 seconds on the shot clock. A big play from Lou there. He goes to the line, makes them all, and it's just 14 all with that, with 1 minute left in the first quarter. 37.3 seconds to go. Tupat missing a three ball, but Amir getting a hand on the offensive rebound. Tupat following a shot. He comes up with it, gets fouled, goes to the line, drains 2 free throws. And at the end of the quarter, the score is tied at 16, which does not sound like very good basketball, but it actually wasn't that bad. And to top it off, both teams had 7 turnovers. So that actually sounds like terrible basketball, but I was seeing some decent defense from both squads. Even the made shots were contested, for the most part, fairly difficult made shots. Or if not, then a really nice offensive move. So at 16-16, yeah, I'd like to see a little more scoring, like to see less turnovers, but not many unforced turnovers, so that doesn't bother me as much. And yeah, some decent ball. All right, so on to the second quarter, and the Raptors continuing to hustle for those loose balls and offensive rebounds. Just 1 minute in, Tyler Hansbrough, who again gave us fantastic minutes, grabs a loose ball. He hits Lou Williams in the right corner, and Lou, still hot, draining a three ball. That gives the Raptors their first lead of the ball game, 19-18. All right, we're going to jump a little bit here to the 7:30 mark. Kyle Lowry getting in on the act. He hits the offensive glass, getting the Raptors' second offensive rebound of the possession. This rebound, he catches in the air right at the rim, so he's able to lay it softly back in with the finger roll. 2 minutes later, Tyler Hansbrough with the offensive rebound. That results in 2 Amir Johnson free throws. 45 seconds later, Amir Johnson at the 4:45 mark with an offensive rebound and a layup. And then just 30 seconds later, Tyler Hansbrough with an offensive rebound and layup. And the score is tied at 32. So when I said the Raptors were cleaning up on the offensive boards, I was not kidding. And it continues. 2:53 mark, Kyle Lowry running a perfect pick and roll with Amir Johnson. He hits him with a bounce pass. Amir goes up for the two-handed throwdown. And the 51-second mark, very happy to make this call. DeMar DeRozan making it back into the Raptors Abroad podcast during a game call. With the fast break finger roll, getting his first points in nearly a game and a half. You remember, DeMar showed up with a donut against Milwaukee last game. And in this ball game, I think he was 0 for 6 or 0 for 7 at that point before getting to the rim for the finger roll. So nice to see DeMar getting back on the board. And then with 3 seconds to go, DeMar almost having his second field goal of the game, but a terrible call here. DeMar gets a fast break, or a bit of a transition fast break dunk off a broken play. But unfortunately, Mike Conley, who was getting boxed out by Tupat, flops on the baseline. Off, and loose ball foul is called, so no basket for the Raptors. So the half ends with the Grizzlies up 3, 41-38. And, I mean, great offensive rebound was the only reason that we were in this. Without that string of offensive rebounds halfway through the quarter, Raptors easily down double digits in this one. But again, only down 3, and the Raptors only scoring 38, Grizzlies 41. It was good defense. It wasn't really guys just coughing up the ball or missing easy shots. It was decent defense, contested shots, and even though these guys are professionals, they miss shots. It happens when there's good defense. All right, so let's get into the third quarter. See if we get a little separation here. 11:48 mark. DeMar DeRozan on the first Raptor possession, starting the half by taking it to the hole, getting fouled, drawing 2 free throws, which doesn't sound that significant, but it's just so refreshing to see. If you guys remember the start of the season, DeMar was regularly getting to the line 10 times a game. And that was the story for the Raptors, is how we were just dominating from the free throw line. And that will win you a lot of ball games. So really nice to see DeMar get to the free throw line, and hopefully that would get him ignited and that jump shot would start to fall. All right, 10:20 mark, back to Jonas. We just absolutely had a huge third quarter here. 10:20 mark, offensive rebound. Goes up with it strong, draws 2 free throws, which he drains. Grizzly lead is 2, 44-42. 9:30 mark, though, the Grizzlies give the Raptors a taste of their own medicine. They get 2 offensive rebounds in one possession, eventually getting it to Tony Allen, who finishes with a layup. But Jonas Valanciunas responds, this time not needing to grab a rebound. The Raptors actually throw him a pass in the low post, and he goes to a little spin-around move, hits a turnaround jumper, and the Raptors down to 46-44. 8:42 mark, Jonas using the length, denying the drop-in pass to who he was defending, but denying the, I think it might have been Randolph, denying an entry pass to Randolph, using the long arms. He's able to knock that ball away for the second time in the game. The Raptors get the steal, they go the other way, and Amir ties the game at 46 with the short jumper. 6:04 mark, more Jonas. He gets fouled grabbing an offensive rebound. Unfortunately, Kyle Lowry on the possession called for the travel. So Raptors give the ball right back. Next Raptor possession, Jonas, another offensive rebound. He goes up strong, but unfortunately he's blocked on the possession. So 2 straight O boards that we weren't able to take advantage of. So the law of averages starting to come down on us a little bit there. 4:58 mark, Kyle Lowry with the D, pressing Mike Conley at half court, causing an over and back. That results in a Raptor possession, and on the possession, DeMar DeRozan in the paint with the turnaround fadeaway jumper. Second field goal of the game. First one I've seen of him releasing in a jump shot form, as opposed to just a finger roll or a dunk. So good sign there. Raptors down to 54-52. 3:13 mark. You're going to think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Raptors with 2 offensive rebounds yet again on a possession. This one ends with Kyle Lowry getting into the paint, spinning, and then throwing up a hook shot and nailing it, which seems to be a shot that he's going to lately. I don't know. I mean, is he practicing that? It does not seem like something you could do consistently. But I gotta give it to him. I mean, even when he does miss those, it's not by a lot. It's not like he's throwing up air from there. I'll tell you, just try that at 50% speed. Try dribbling into the paint from either side and then doing a spin move, and pretty much in the middle of the spin move, throw up a hook shot and just see where that ball ends up. That is not an easy one. And then try to imagine an NBA 7-footer or 6'10" guy trying to stop you from putting it towards the basket. Impressive. So with that spinning hook, Lowry ties up the game at 54. And then another crazy play. Ensuing possession, the Raptors getting the benefit of another off-the-ball foul. This happened last game as well. I think with T. Ross had done it last game. This time it's Kyle Lowry fouling Kosta Kufis off the ball just as Beno Udrih is draining a mid-range jumper. So the basket, which initially they scored it, they wipe it off when they go to the replay. But unfortunately, the Raptors were in the penalty and Kufis got two free throws off of that, which he made. So not a huge claim, but it could have been the basket counting and a free throw. So saved 1 point potentially. So, kind of a nice break for the Raptors there. 225 mark. Patrick Patterson showing the quick hands for the big man, picking Beno Udrih, who's a pretty sure-handed point guard. Pretty quick. And Patterson on the perimeter, able to pick his pocket, run the fast break down the right side. He spots Sweet Lou streaking down the left, throws a bullet cross-court pass, which Lou grabs, elevates from the left side, and finishing on the right with the sweet reverse layup, score tied at 56. And then Tupac with some more good play, 108 mark, an offensive rebound off a Kyle Lowry miss. He spots Sweet Lou streaking towards the basket. Lou catches the pass, gets into traffic, gets hit, puts up the floater, and drains it. And the Raptors, believe it or not, this feels like separation, but with a 61-58 lead, just a 3-point lead. Felt like a big one. Unfortunately, at the other end, the Raptors get a stop. Jonas Valanciunas with the defensive rebound, but he throws a bad outlet, gets stolen. The Grizzlies score, and the lead is just one going into the third quarter, 61-60. And even more unfortunately for the Raptors, that turnover by Jonas didn't seem to matter that much when about 3 minutes into the start of the fourth quarter, because the Grizzlies blasted off with an 8-0 run powered by Mr. Marc Gasol, or should I say Senor Marc Gasol, absolutely running things. He hit two short jumpers and had two nifty assists. One of them, I don't know why I use the word nifty, but two really sweet passes. One of them a sick bounce pass for a dunk. And the lead for the Grizzlies all of a sudden at 7, their largest of the game, 68-61. Not looking good. Halfway through the quarter, 6:05 mark, with the Raptors down 7 still, 71-64. Kyle Lowry, with a busted up finger, decides to go off. He's been struggling lately, and Lowry says no more. So 6:05 mark, he draws three free throws, makes all three, which has not been the case for Kyle lately. So nice to see him step to the line, make all three. Then he gets back on defense, drawing an offensive foul. Raptors come back the other way. Ensuing possession, 5:36 mark, Kyle Lowry, right corner, three ball, nothing but net. 8 straight Raptor points for him, and the lead for the Grizzlies is just 1, 71-70. Looking like Lowry is about to carry this team back to the promised land. But the Memphis Grizzlies respond. That's right. 6-0 run, and the lead blossoms to 7 again with 4 minutes left in the game. Feeling a little hopeless, but the Raptors go to their guard again. Kyle Lowry from the left corner. 3 ball. Again, nothing but net. And the lead is just 4, 77-73. But at the 2:53 mark, the Raptors get beat by the same thing that's been helping them out all game. Zach Randolph gets fouled, goes to the line, misses the first free throw, misses the second free throw. But Marc Gasol is there, tapping out the offensive rebound, and gets fouled by Sweet Lou. Goes to the line, drains two free throws. That gave the Grizzlies a 6-point lead, 79-73. And then the big turning point in this one, Kyle Lowry with a good look at three, and you cannot fault him for taking it. He puts one up, not able to connect. The Grizzlies break the other way, and Jeff Green elevates and drains a three ball right back at us. So kind of a 6-point swing there, and all of a sudden the Raptors are down 9, 82-73 with 2 minutes to go. And then to fully ice it with 1:47 to go, the Raptors just fall asleep. Zach Randolph, possibly the slowest player on the court, grabs the defensive rebound. I'm not trying to diss Zach Randolph. He's a great player. He's one of the best players in the league, but he's not fast. Okay, he maybe was at one point, but he's not fast anymore. Zach Randolph grabbing the defensive rebound. He's left-handed. He just dribbles it with his left hand down the left side at a medium pace and just is able to start angling towards the basket and somehow, I'm going to do an air quotes here, blows by nine other players and lays the ball in softly off glass 4-2. And the Raptors are down 11, 84-73. So sounds like there's nothing else to talk about, but check this out. The Raptors, in the last 36 seconds, dropped 9 points. A little 9-2 run to close out the game, and they cut the lead to 6, but that was as close as they come. The Raptors lose this one 92-86. So those Zubo points, when he made it 84-73, actually made a difference, considering the Raptors won or lost, and they scored 86 points. So don't fall asleep, boys. You never know what can happen. I mean, the Raptors absolutely exploded. They hit a three. They had three free throws. They got an offensive rebound in the layup. I mean, there was lots of stuff happening, and, you know, it's the NBA. You can't give up on that stuff. All right? Go watch some Tracy McGrady film or some Reggie Miller film or some Isaiah Thomas film. And you know guys can explode sometimes in 1 minute. See some crazy stuff happen. So, you know, an 8, 9, 10 point lead, you never know. It's a tough loss for the Raptors, really. I mean, held the Grizzlies to 92 points. Probably should have equaled a W, really. So the Raptors' eighth loss in 11 games. And by the way, 86 points for the Raptors, season low. So that's right. Previously, one of the top teams in the league from, you know, offensively, dropped down to fifth right now. So still all right, but less than 106 points a game at a 105.9. That is not working. So on to the box score. First off, I'll do the Grizzlies. Check this out. Even though the Raptors dominated the offensive glass, the Memphis big men just had a heck of a ball game. Marc Gasol, 9 of 16 from the field, 26 points, 8 of 9 free throws. Also chips in with 7 boards and 5 dimes. Jeez, what a game from him. And then Zebo, Zach Randolph, 8 of 14, 13 rebounds, couple of blocks in there, 19 points for him. And then the rest of the team just sort of did their thing. Supporting cast, Memphis shot 45%, 80% from the free throw line. But check this out for the Raptors. Right, before I break down individuals, just as a team, the Raptors shot 31.8%. 27 of 85. My goodness, 5 of 28 from the three-point line. 5 of 28, Lowry 2 of 8, Grevis 0 of 5, Tupat 1 of 6, Sweet Lou, 2 of 8. Whew. That's some tough percentage from deep. I mean, the Grizzlies didn't do much better, but they didn't take as many. They shot 1 of 7. So they were 14%, but they only took 7. And the Raptors, I mean, this stat is probably, I mean, this is a great stat. 32 free throws, they make 27 of them for 84.4%. That'll win you a lot of ball games. Grizzlies did a good job too, though. 23 of 29, 80%. But the Raptors, just 31.8% shooting. And I'm going to have to give it to my boy Lowry. I know he had a fantastic few minutes in that fourth quarter. But overall, 7 of 23 for 20 points, 8 rebounds, but only 3 dimes. And we need someone to be distributing that ball. Not really putting up 23 shots. But I'm not putting this one on Kyle. I'll tell you what, I'm not putting this one on Kyle. I didn't feel like he was forcing. I thought he was taking some pretty decent shots that just aren't going down right now, and he did have a messed up hand. Gotta put this one on DeMar. Because DeMar, this is the one that really stands out. 6 points in 33 minutes on 2 of 11. I mean, that's 2 games in a row. That's 6 points in the last 2 games. That is not gonna get you another All-Star selection, homie. I know you're not doing it on purpose, but what am I supposed to say? I'm breaking down the game here. I don't want to be harsh, DeMar, but geez. 0 points and then 6 points? Something's not happening. And then another weird thing. What is going on with James Johnson? He only got 8 minutes. And he pretty much was a no-show. He had 0 points. He had a block. So I wouldn't say he was a no-show, but why isn't James getting minutes? And Tyler Hansbrough, who gave us fantastic performance while he was out, with just 11. And Hansbrough doesn't look that exciting, but he had 4 offensive rebounds, 2 points, even at an assist. Don't understand. And JV, too. I mean, Jonas, at least he had 29 points, which was 10 minutes more than he was able to get last game. And you'll remember, Jonas had a double-double in the first half and then barely saw the floor in the second half. So in this game, another double-double, 12 points, 10 rebounds, 4 of 8 shooting. Well, I'd like to see more time from him. I mean, come on, is he getting tired out there? Dude's like 21. 29 minutes. Come on, man. Like, you all understand, like, anyone who plays basketball, I mean, I don't understand how that's a lot of minutes to play. 29 minutes in a night? I mean, if I don't get to warm up for 29 minutes, I'm upset. Before I play basketball, I like at least that much time just to shoot around. I mean, when I was 21, I mean, going hard for 29 minutes? How hard is that? I don't get it. And I think you can do more, so I don't really, you know, but again, I guess I'm not an NBA coach, so who am I? And Tupat, by the way, he had a great ball, not a great ball game, a very good ball game. He was 2 of 7 from the field, but he was 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds, 11 points. And Amir did his usual thing, 11 points, only 5 rebounds, but, you know, what are you going to do? There's only so many to go around. The Raptors, by the way, the best stat of the night, 21 offensive rebounds to 9, but you're going to get a lot of chances at offensive rebounds when you only shoot 31.8%. So, I mean, to be honest, though, you got to give some hats off to the Grizzlies. They played good defense. They did not make it easy for the Raptors. There wasn't a lot of moments where the Raptors made or missed easy ones or had a lot of unforced turnovers. It was just, I mean, I hate to say it, but it feels like we got beat by a slightly better team. And by the way, T. Ross, after being the hero last game, 18 minutes, 0 of 3, no points. Chomping on DeMar's donut from last game. That's not what I'm talking about, boys. All right, but the good news is the Raptors somehow are still sitting in that third spot in the East by themselves and only a game and a half behind Washington for the second spot. So getting the benefit of Chicago, who's lost a couple, and Washington lost their last one. But look out for Cleveland. Cleveland is on a bit of a tear right now. They're 1-4 in a row. They're 23-20, and they have been wrecking shop. It's not been difficult. Their games have not been close, and they've been playing some decent squads. So looking out for LeBron and company. And the Hawks, I mean, what the heck? 14 straight. And I watched them last night, too. I can't remember who they played, but they just absolutely murdered again. So, and Golden State, too. Golden State, they won last night big. 34-6 on the season. Turning out to be a very interesting year, isn't it? A couple of unusual teams leading the league right now, Atlanta and Golden State. And, you know, Washington Wizards, number 2. Portland, number 2 in the West. Memphis. I mean, the LA Lakers are one of the worst. The Knicks and the Lakers are like two of the worst teams in the league. And sadly, Minnesota, which, by the way, I don't really mention it that much, but I check every single T-Wolves game, and I check all the highlights for our boy Wiggins and our boy Anthony Bennett. And we've had some exciting times. And when things start to get a little bit more juicy, I will probably start to institute a Wiggins watch into the Raptors Abroad podcast, because I do enjoy watching my boy Andrew Wiggins go out there and do his thing. So hopefully he's going to live up to the hype, because he's definitely got me excited with some of the highlights that I've seen from him. All right, so the Raptors got a couple days off, and on Friday we're going to be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, the 76ers not having a great season either at 8-34. This has to be a W. If the Raptors go in and drop this ball game, I mean, I'm not going to panic, but I'm going to start panicking. that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to panic, but I'm going to be freaking out a little bit. I'm going to be feeling like this squad needs something. And I didn't feel like that before. I don't want to feel like that. I like our guys. I want to see some more minutes. I want to see a little more rotation, to be honest, from the guys on the bench. I want to see what Steamsma's got. I know that doesn't sound like the solution, but I'd like to see him out there. And I'd like to know what happened to Landry. He got that concussion and then we just barely saw him again. I mean, come on, Landry. Come on, Coach Casey. Give us a look at these guys. What about Bruno? What about Nogueira? I know they're young, but let's get them in the mix a little. I know that's not the solution. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying bring in the rooks. I just would like to see a little bit more rotation and a little bit of a switch up. I mean, today we had Grevis Vasquez starting again. That clearly did not click offensively in the first quarter of the last couple of games. So I'm hoping that that is not going to be Coach Casey's solution against Philly. All right, so that is it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Raptors drop to 27-15. Grizzlies grab their 30th win of the season at 30-12. Thanks for checking out the Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam. I'll check you out on Saturday. Peace.